Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, which is the very end of Perek Kira, and Be'ez Hashem we will begin Perek Bameh Tomnin. So let's begin from the Mishnah on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah talks about putting a kli and mayim under a ner on Shabbos. Nosin kli tachas a ner lekabel any tzeltzos. You can put a kli under a ner on Shabbos to catch the sparks that may come out, but lo yitin l'tocha mayim. That kli you cannot put water in reishu mechaba, because that's going to extinguish the sparks. So v'akam v'atul kli me'echanu, says more, but how you to put a kli under the ner, aren't you being mevatel the kli from any other tashmish, that initially that kli was something that you were allowed to be metaltel that was not muktzah, and now you're making it muktzah because it's catching all the sparks. So you see that apparently there's no issur of being mevatel kli meichano, and this is a kasha on Rav Chista, who we had back on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, who says that you're not allowed to be mevatel kli meichano. So Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, nitzotzel sein ven mamish. No, you're not really mevatel kli meichano, because the sparks that fall into the kli don't have any substance to them, and therefore they don't really asur the kli. V'leitein l'chamayim neshu mechaba. We said, don't put water in that kli, though, because it's going to be mechaba, the sparks. Lema transtamak Rabbi Yossi, damar gorim l'kiboy asur. This seems to be assuming like Rabbi Yossi, because we're going to have a Gemara much later on, Daf Kuv Chaf Amud Aleph, that if there's a fire and you want to prevent the spread of the fire, you can make a mechitza in front of the fire with kelim full of water. Even though when the kelim burst, water's going to come out and it's going to extinguish the fire, that's only a gram kiboy. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and Rabbi Yossi holds gram kiboy is aser. So apparently we're assuming over here, like Rabbi Yossi, that gram kiboy is aser. So says Mar, if it is right, you think our mission is going like Rabbi Yossi? Aim or Rabbi Yossi b'Shabbos be'erev Shabbos miyamer. Rabbi Yossi only says that you're not allowed to do gram kiboy on Shabbos, but on erev Shabbos, where you're doing something that's going to cause kiboy on Shabbos, that he never said. V'chitei machinami. Maybe even to say machinami b'Shabbos. Our mission is not talking about erev Shabbos. Our mission is talking about that you put a kli there to catch the sparks on Shabbos. V'atanya, but we have a brayso. Nosan kli tachas ner lekabel nitzotzos b'Shabbos. Vein tzarich lomer be'erev Shabbos. V'lo yitein l'tocha mayim. We have explicit that you're not allowed to put a kli with water in even from Erev Shabbos. So even an Erev Shabbos is not allowed to put a kli that has water in it. So if it's only because of Gram Kiboy, our mission doesn't follow anyone. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no issue of Gram Kiboy in Erev Shabbos. It must be that putting a kli with Mayim in it has nothing to do with Gram Kiboy. So it's not stomach Rabbi Yossi. So what's going on? So Ela Amaravashi, Afilu Tema, even if you can say Rabbanan, that our mission is following the Rabbanan, that Gram Kiboy is Mutter, you're still not allowed to put a kli with water underneath an air. Why? Shaniach Neshem. Because in this case, even the Rabban would be mod that it's also to put water in a kli, tachas ner, even on Erev Shabbos, because you're preparing it to be mechabe. It's definitely going to be mechabe, that putting the water tachas ner is mamish mechabe the esh. And if you do that on Shabbos, you're chayv mishum mechabe, and therefore on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do a gzera that you might come to do it on Shabbos. It's not like putting kelim next to a deleka, which is only a gram, that when the fire gets to those kelim, it will then cause the water to come out of the kelim and extinguish the fire. But over here, it's not gram, it's direct. Hadra lachkira, now we begin parak bameh tomnin. So a lot of this isurim relating to hatmana in parak bameh tomnin. So a couple of things to know. First of all, the chum do not allow being matmin a tavshil, even on Erev Shabbos with a dover ha mosif hevel. And they also ask for being matmin a tavshil on Shabbos itself, even if it's a dover sheh, Ain Mosif Hevel. Because there were choshesh that you might come to be matmin your kedera, you'll see that it's cooling down, you'll come to heat it up. Turns out that you'll end up violating an isser of Bishel on Shabbos. Okay, so says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to explain which items are Mosif Hevel that you can't do hatmana with on Erev Shabbos, and which things are not most of helpful that you could do Hatman on Erev Shabbos, just not on Shabbos itself. Bameh Tomnin and Bameh Ein Tomnin. Someone who wants to take his Kedera off of the Kira, and he wants to insulate it on Erev Shabbos before Shabbos begins, and the Chum say, okay, just don't use the Dabra Mosef Hevel, so which things can he use? So Ein Tomnin, Lo Begefes, Velo Bezevel, Velo Bemelech, Velo Besid, Velo Bechol, all of these items are considered to be Mosef Hevel. Bein Lachin, Bein Yevashin, whether they're moist or whether they are dry. V'lo b'teven, v'lo b'zagin, v'lo b'muchin, v'lo b'asavin, nor with straw or with a sediment of grapes or with soft cotton or something like that, or with grass. But that's only bisman shein lachin. If they're moist, that's when they're most of hevel. If they're dry, the second list is not going to be most of hevel when they're dry. So the first list of items in the Mishnah is most of hevel whether it's dry or moist. The second list is only most of hevel when it is moist, but not when it's dry. So yibayelu gefes shel zesim tanan aval deshum shem shaper dami. When we say gefes as a davar most of hevel, does that mean gefes of olives? But gefes of shumshimin, which is not as hot, would be totally fine, would not be considered most of hevel. Or maybe when the Mishnah says gefes, it means gefes of shumshimin, and then for sure of zesim. So Tashma says, well, I'll bring a raya. Dam Rabbi Zeir Mishum Chad Debe Rabbi Yanai, Kupa Shetaman Ba, Asa Lenichal Gefes Shal Zesim. A box that you put dry mochin in, and you use it for atmana, you're not allowed to put it on top of Gefes Shal Zesim. Even though the mochin are not Mosef Hevel, but since the Kedera is going to be put on this Gefes, which is Mosef Hevel, it's as if the whole Hatman is being done with Mosef Hevel. Like, for example, if a towel, let's say, is not Mosef Hevel, but you still can't wrap a pot in a towel and then put it on a hot plate, because by the fact that it's on something that's adding heat, and then you have Hatmana, even though the item that you're doing Hatmana with is not Mosef Hevel, that's considered Mosef Hevel. So Shema Minah Shal Zesim Tanan. So you see that the Mishnah is talking about Gefes Shal Zesim, because if Gefes Shal Shumshimin is considered Mosef Hevel, then Rabbi Yana should have given that example. So says Marnal, maybe as far as Hatmana is concerned, even Shumshimin is going to be Aser. Linyan Asuke Hevla, but as far as the rise of heat, in a way that you're not toming in the Gefes itself, you're just putting it on top of Gefes, and the Gefes is Mala Hevel, and heats up the Gedera in that way, the Zesim Maski Havla, the Shumshman Lo Maski Havla. Maybe for that, it would have to be something that's really Mosef Hevel in a significant way, like Zesim. So maybe Gefes Shal Shumshman is really Mosef Hevel if you do the Hatmana with Gefes Shal Shumshman. But Gefes Shal Zesim is going to be a problem if the Gefes Shal Zesim is what's underneath the pot when you surround it with something that inherently on its own is not going to be Mosef Hevel. Okay, we will stop there, and Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will pick up on Daf Memches Amud Aleph.